Okay, Rav Osai, we're up to the Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschil, Bahar Bais, Le'olam Chulin. So the Mishnah and Shkalim quoted in the Gemara talks about different scenarios of money that was found. So first it talks about Sochri Behema, Lefnei Sochri Behema. And then we talk about Yerushalayim versus Har Habayis. And the Mishnah states that if the money was found by Har Habayis, doesn't matter what time of the year, it's always treated as chulin. You don't have to consider it to be Maisa Sheni. And when it comes to Yerushalayim, Bishas HaRegel, Maiser, Bishayim Osashana Chulin. Yerushalayim, then Bishas HaRegel, we have to consider it to be coming from Maiser, because that's when all the Olam Regalim are there. And we assume it would therefore be, it would be from that time, not from before, not from the rest of the year. Bishayim Osashana Chulin. Meanwhile, it says that Bahar Habayis La'om Chulin, and Rashi explains that the Cheshbon based on the fact that in Har Habayis it didn't sweep, and therefore even Bishas HaRegel, you can assume the money was there from before the Regel, and therefore it's not treated as Maisa Sheni. Meanwhile, Tosfos comes with the following question. Maksheri, Heich Nimtzu Usham, how is it that you found money Bahar Habayis? Arminam Perek Haroa, we find in Brachis, in the last Perek of Brachis, Lo Yikonis Bahar Habayis, the most at Tzvus Besadino. It's usher to enter Har Habayis with money that's tied up in a handkerchief that you're carrying into Har Habayis. Maybe we'll do the halachos. We'll try to analyze more carefully this halacha, the basis of this halacha. But the halacha is straightforward, that it's usher to have money and be on Har Habayis. So Tosfos' question is, heich nimtzu usham? What exactly is the question? Heich nimtzu usham? It's a kasha from Maisa. I mean, the story is a story. The din is, therefore, la'olam chulin. What is the point of Tosfos? Tosfos doesn't really say much. He says, heich nimtzu usham. You look in other Rishonim, so I think it becomes a little more clear what the question was. I don't have the bar mitzvah. Does anyone have a bar mitzvah handy? I can look also at Tosfos there. For now, I'll read you from Tosfos. Rush. Okay, but let me read from Tosfos Rush in the meantime. Steph. So in the Tosfos Rush, the Lashon is the Imtomar Heichich Nisu Mos Har Habayis Harminan. We say in Brachas Megillah, where it comes from Har Habayis Mos at Tzvus from Sadina from Daso. The Imkain. So it's a few more words. So now we have a little bit of a pshat, maybe for Tosfos as well. In other words, since there's an isser to bring money out to Har Habayis, so if you have money that's found in Har Habayis, we should therefore attribute this to the fact that they had accumulation of funds, as we know, to buy Kabana Sibor. That was all the Trumas Halishka. That was what they collected for the Shkalim for the Kabbanot. So therefore, that's probably where the money came from. And therefore, that's where you have to assume the money is. However, that's a pshat in Tosfos as well. And Tosfos in Bamitzia says the same thing. The Lashon of Tosfos in Bamitzia Chavav, where the Gemara also quotes the Inyan of Basar Basra and the Mishnah Shkalim. The Yom Tomar, Parminan Perkoroa, where you couldn't send the Harbais Musrud Mesadino, but Yom Kain, Mistamashel Hedishem, Benafim Nadim, Lulishka Benisa. Right, it's coming from those who brought from the Lishka, because that's when you start using the new monies. So L'chara, even though Tosfos' Lashon here isn't so much, but Tosfos says, Heich Nimtzu Usham, he's Mekatzer. Meaning to say, Heich Nimtzu Usham, it's not Pashtus, it's not coming from a regular person who's visiting Har Habayis. So the pshat is, that's coming from the Lishka. So that would be the Kash. Okay, so what do we have as a teretz to this Kasha? The Omri, says Tosfos, the Eino Asur, Ela Heicha Denosan Befar Hesya, Isadino, the Gnaihu, the Nirek, the Hoech Sham was Schor, Avabitsinalo. Tosfos says it depends. It differentiates between the Lashon that he quotes from the Gemara in Brachis is Moros Hatuos Bisadino. So Bisadino, it's obvious, and you're bringing it in an obvious way before Hesia. And that is a problem. Why? Because that looks like you're bringing it the Schorah, and that's not appropriate appearance on Har Habayis. But if it's not in such a manner before Hesia, then there's no issue. And therefore, the money certainly could have come from someone who had money in Har Habayis, just that he didn't have it in the manner of before Hesia. This seems to be the Teretz of Tosfos Tosfos Rash, similar Vart, the Yeshlama de la Asru. This is interesting. Lashon de la Asru will soon be medayik that. But Tosfos here says the Eino Asr. What kind of Isser are we talking about? Is Isser Daraisa, Isser Drabanan? Tosfos doesn't spell it out. Right? B'chor, if you're going to start making chilukim like this, it's a little bit hard to imagine that it's purely a Daraisa chiluk. The Lashon of Tosfos, the Lo Asr, the Eino Asr doesn't tell you, the Daraisa Drabanan. The Lashon of Zerash, it says, the Lo Asru. They did not forbid. Who's the they? The Lo Asru, Ela, Shenosan, the Galoi, the Fadina, the Pundaso, the Gnaihu, the Nira, Kimach, the Shuk, the Sinashari. It's mistaver that if you're making chalukim like this, so the chachamim, the ones that were koveya, this iser, so it only was aser in a certain form and not others. That's the Tosfos Harash. Tosfos in, it's the Lashon Tosfos in Bamitzia. The ain aser doesn't say lo asru. The ain aser, so you don't have a hechra that is drabanan. Ain aser v'kaneis. Of the most at Swim Sadina before Hesia, the nearest no siosam with Shora, Ugenayu. And that would be us no matter what. That would be Yado, Stam Biyado, not in this obvious big Sadino. It's like a whole thing. You see, you have a big bag of money, so to speak, attached to your belt or whatever it is. That's us. But Stam is Mutter, Biyado, Fuel, Himshachu, and Mutter Likanis. Similar in the Tosfos of Eino Peretz, same distinction. It's only Aser b'farhesia b'tzina mutter. It's interesting. I found in the Lashon the Tosfos Chachmei on Galya, which we don't quote that much, but it's here in the Kovetz. His Lashon is as follows. Okay, he says, Kasha, again, the Kasha from Brachis, Yeshlomar Hani Mili Laso Schora, Loba Adam Lisham. Ava Urche Hu, the Adam Hoich Lisham, almost the Kanfo Venafa. It's interesting. It's also the idea of Schora, but he stresses Hani Mili Laso Schora. The way that I see it in Tosfos is that the appearance of Lischora sounds like you're a money man and you're coming in with, you know, with an whole agenda, you're going to do a transaction. That's what's not appropriate. Masha'enkein, if it doesn't have that appearance, then it's mutter. The Lashon here is a little more like it's usser lasso schora. In other words, you're coming in with that agenda. So that no one should do. No one should be able to do that. Aval urche l'adam hoich l'sham most bekanfo. Okay, so that's the answer to the kasha and memela. That's the pshat in why you can now attribute the money to be chulin, because there's certainly a fun in that it's mutter to be on Har Bayis with money. Okay, the nature of the iser. So the lashon of the Tosfos Rashi, we said, well, asru. The very fact that you have such a distinction is hard to imagine. It's a doraisa. The Tosfos didn't say asru; he said asur. What exactly could it be connected to? So let's just quote a little bit of Mar Makomos on this. The Mishnah is actually a Mishnah first. Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Brachis on Samach Beis on the days. It might even be a Mishnah, but it depends how you read the Mishnah. There's a few things that the Mishnah mentions beginning of Perek Haroah that are Aser and Har Bayis. It says, "Lo yikanes Har Bayis," says the Mishnah and Nundal and Amid Aleph and Brachis. I'm sure everyone has learned this at some point. B'maklo, b'n'olo, b'pundaso, u'ba'avak sh'al raglav. That's the Rashi over here alluding to that. That's why there was an avak that gathered in the Har Bayis. And it goes on, b'lo yasenu kapandarya, urekika mikava chomer. That's it. So these are a bunch of things I mentioned in Mishnah that are not appropriate to do in Har Bayis. You can go b'maklo, b'n'olo, you can go with shoes, b'pundaso. So what does that mean? Pipundasa. And then this is Ba'abat Shal Ragav, and then Rekika Mikava Chomer. So interesting is that Rashi learns there are really two pshatim in what pundasa means. Rashi here says, Chagor Chalo V'nosin Bamos. So in other words, according to Rashi, a pundasa or pundasa, as the Gersa is basically the same, pundasa is already a reference to the money that's attached to your belt, according to Rashi, Pshat in the Mishnah, Pundasa. Then you come to the Gemara that Tosfos quoted Samach Beis on the base, connected to this one of the Mishnah, where Ikanis Adam. So he had as follows, a braisa. Lo Ikanis Adam Maharabais, lo b'makos sebiyado, lo b'minalo sebiraglo, without a cane, with a shoes, v'lo b'maos hatsurim lo b'sadino, so it mentions most Rusko Bisadino, that's what Tosfos quoted, and then it says Pundaso. And then other things as well. It says Rikika Mikavachomer, Mimino, and so on. Mino, it says Shal Nalacha Me'aragracha. Now again, is that a real drasha? Why can't you go with your shoes? Shal Nalacha Me'aragracha, that's one. And the Pesukim quoted in the Gemara. The Gemara has another. It talks about Rikika. Okay. So there is another pshat in Pundaso. That's the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayis. He says it means the beged, the undergarment that you use for absorbing sweat. And then you wear pants on top of that. So if a person would go with, let's say, shorts, which is just directly on the skin, that would be the iser that is referred to in Apundasa, which is a different pshat, in other words. And then it comes out that that has nothing to do with money. So the Rav on the Mishnah quotes both pshatim. And this is pointed out by the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is, I have it here somewhere. He quotes in Mitzvah Reish Nun Dalet, where the Chinuch quotes, we'll see the context of the Chinuch. He quotes the Isser from the Gemara in Brachas, where he comes to Rabbis, the Makob and Alo, the Apundaso. And then it says, Ubim Ba'avakshal Raglav, Ubim Mos, that's from Lo Besadino. So the Minchas Chinuch, in Os, here, on this, these words of the Chinuch, he says, Rashi says on the Mishnah, Apundaso means Mos, that's from. The Ramban, and the Chinuch apparently are learning that's a separate halach. There's apundasa, which means what that means, and then there's also this halacha of maos hatzurim, and he explains because what does apundasa means? Beged shelov shim lekabel hazeya shelo yitanef shar begada. That means the undergarment. Ugnai lo adam latzis b'osa beged levado. If you're going to go out with just that, that's the gnai. That's one iser. And then it comes out that the Mishnah didn't mention the Isser that Tosfos is referring to. In other words, the Isser of Maos Hatzurim is not in the Mishnah. Because Mishnah mentions Apundaso. Apundaso could mean the other Pshat. So it comes out, and it's Uchara Mashmah that way in Tosfos, because Tosfos doesn't quote the Mishnah. So that's Uchara, the same as the Minchas Chinuch is Medayik in the Chinuch, I would be Medayik in Tosfos. That's just the Pasha to read the Tosfos, to understand Tosfos didn't quote the Mishnah with the Pshat of Rashi of Apundaso referring to the money hanging from your belt. Tosfos quotes the braisa on Samach Beis on the day. Okay. But what is the yesod of the iser? So we saw the braisa in Brachis, but this also quoted in a few places in Shas, for example, Nivamis Davav on the days. And the lashon is as follows. It's talking about a pasuk that says, Mikdashai Tira'u. It says, Tapsose Tishmoru. Mikdashay Tirol, Pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim, Mosul in Pashas Bahar. So it mentions the mitzvah of Mora Mikdash. So what is Mora Mikdash? The mitzvah of Mora Mikdash. Says the Braisa, quoting here Vamis, from Yevamis Vav on the days, Ezohi Mora Mikdash. Lo yikonis adam bahara bayis. And here he quotes what we read the Braisa in Brachis, Samach Beis. It's actually interesting. It's actually quoting the Mishnah. It's actually interesting. Ezo Himora Migdash. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Perek Zayin codifies the mitzvah Mor Migdash. He says, mitzvah saseh liyira min ha-migdash, shenem migdash hayti ra'u. Ve'ezo hi yiraso, halacha beis, Perek Zayin halacha beis, beis ha-bchira. Shelo yikonis adam lahar ha-bayis, b'maklo o b'mino sheberaglav, o b'apundaso, o b'avak sh'al raglav, o b'ma'o satsvurim lo b'sadino. And so on. So you see that there's a connection between the mitzvah Mor HaMikdash and the Isurim here that we're talking about the Har HaBayis. So again, what does that mean? Does that mean that it's Isur D'oraisa? Here we have a Tosfos that says Mechalek, how you bring the money in, how does it look? What's the pshat? The Rambam puts it together with Mor HaMikdash and so in the Chinuch as well. Where's the Chinuch quoted? Mitzvah Reish Nadav, Mitzvah Hayira Min HaMikdash. Lira Min HaMikdash, Namideo B'Nafshil Seinu, Makom HaPachad B'Hayira, Kedesh Yisrachachu Levaveinu B'Vo'enu Sham Mispal HaKiv Karbanos, Shinam Kedash HaTira'u, U'Pershu Zichronim U'Bracha B'Sifra, U'Bibrachis, Ezehu Mora, and we go on, Koy Kanis HaRabayis, and he quotes the Moses from Sadino. So it comes out that this issue that we're just talking about is an explanation of Mor HaMikdash. So, again, what does it mean? It's an explanation. The Chazal coming and explaining what is Mor HaMikdash. So, you could say it's a Din D'oraisa. Or you could say, and it's a Chumah that's going to flesh out what exactly goes on the Mor HaMikdash. Does that mean that they have the right to decide? Is it like Misorin HaKasav L'Chachamim idea that we find sometimes the Torah leaves a Chum into a latitude to make determinations? How you explain the Pasuk? Is it that what it is? Or is it just an asmachta that the Chacham are expanding on Mor HaMikdash? And this has to do with another question, very shaykh to, of course, Parshas Truma. Does Mor HaMikdash extend to Har HaBayis? Because what's the definition of Mikdash for the purposes of the Mitzvah D'oraisa, Mikdash in Tirel? There's what we call Machne Shechina. There's different precincts that we know, whether it's the Mishkan in the Midbar, whether it's in the Mikdash Udoros. There's what's called Machne Shechina, that's the Azara. Then we have Machne Levia, Machne Yisrael. So does Mor HaMikdash include what we would call Machne Levia, which would be outside the Azara, the Har HaBayis? If it does, okay, so then there could be a Din D'oraisa Mor HaMikdash, and then you have to know whether these halachas themselves are specifically Asur D'oraisa. And if so, it's a little bit interesting to see that there could be distinctions between how you carry the money. And if so, you're going to have to say the Chacham have a certain latitude to define the Torah standard of Mor HaMikdash. Alternatively, we could say that no, there's a mitzvah Mor HaMikdash midoraisa that's limited to Mikdash proper. But then there's a Drabbanan pattern after that is extending the Inyan on a Drabbanan level to Har HaBayis itself. Bechor, this is what I think you have to begin to think about. So I didn't have a chance to look at, you know, more Marmukum was that much on it, but this is of course Tchilas Davar. I did notice one thing on the Gemara Yevamos that I mentioned in Davar on the Beis. So one of the Mefarshim in the back, the Mitzvah Eistan, he relates to this issue. So he says Ezo Mor Migdash Lo Yikanes Adam and so on. Ironically, it only quotes the Mishnah. So Apundaso is quoted, but Apundaso may or may not mean what we're discussing here. That depends on the Pshat, either of Rashi or the Rambam. But either way, it's quoting the Mishnah, and it says, in connection to Mor HaMikdash. So he says the following, the Kasha, yes, is a Sifrei in Parshas Ki Seitze. That says in the Pasuk in Parshas Ki Seitze, Bahaya Machanecha Kadosh. Yerucha Eras Dov. That's the Pasuk. Bahaya Machanecha Kadosh. So the Sifrei says the following, Katsheyu, Machanecha Kadosh, Katsheyu, make it Kadosh, Mikan Amru, Lo Yikanes Adam Bahar Bayis, and so on. Interesting. It's another Marmakum that the Sifrei is saying, Bahay Machanecha Kadosh, Mikan Amru, Lo Yikanes, and all the halachas that we have here mentioned in the Mishnah and the Bais about Har HaBayis. So what's going on here? Here you have the Gemara quoting the Mishnah and Brachas in connection to the Pasuk Dashi Tiro. We also saw that in the Rambam Mechora also, that in Reed Perg Zayin, Reza Bechira, Ezo Mor HaMikdash, and the Rambam quotes Yisalach Zahar Bais, and they have a Sifrei in connection to Machanach HaKadosh. It says the Mitzvah Yeshlomer. The mikra da hacha. If you just had the pasuk b'dashay tira'u lo shamin on har bais, what would be tainik? Then it would not refer to har bais. The lo mikri migdash b'lashin Torah al kol panim. Migdash would only be machnes shchina. Avo machanecha, vay machanecha kadosh. Mash meshape machne levia shehi har bais. Har bais is called machne levia. Umezem eduk the lashin abraisa. Mikan amru, kidiktani hasim, the be'emes harabais lo yalef midahacha. Mikan amru. Okay. So that's the mitzvah esen. There's one last marimakam I found in this. There's a mishnah in Kalim. Anyone who ever learned the beginning of Kalim, there's a whole hierarchy of kedushos. We have called this Esther kedushos, and it goes through Eretz Yisrael as kedusha, vis-a-vis other aratzos. You can only bring Omer and Shtelechem from there. And it works its way up to Kodesh HaKadashim, which is only mutter for the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. So it talks about different levels of Kedusha, which are manifest in restrictions that who can enter, who cannot enter. So in the list of the Esser Kedushos, you have Har HaBayis. But now the question is, so why not mention these Isurim that are knowing in Har HaBayis, the Mishnah in Brachas? It doesn't mention that. It talks about Zavin. Tamei Meis is mutter in Har HaBayis. Interesting. That's the machnei levia you can have in a Tamei Meis. And it's kind of not, there's different levels of who's mishtarach from how many machanos. But Zavim are mishtarach also from machnei levia. So it says in the Mishnah in Kalim that the Zavim are not able to enter into Har HaBayis. Does it mention these Isurim that we have over here? So there's a Perush in the bottom of the Achronim Boaz Mishnah. It's called Mishnah Achronim, one of the Achronim. And he says, why doesn't it mention these assumes it's only Drabbanan? So he just assumes it's Drabbanan. And again, looking at our Tosis with the distinctions that are being made, one would, and Lashon Tosa Rush was Lo Asru, it sounds like it's a Drabbanan. If you're going to say it's a Doraisa and you're going to have to extend more Mikdash to Doraisa Mamish, you're going to have to allow the Chum the kind of latitude to make differentiations between how it's done when it's considered a violation of more Mikdash, when it's not, which is a Chiddush. We don't find, at least I haven't found, the Lashon Misona Katzlo HaChamim in connection to the Mitzvahs Mar Migdash. So if you say it's Rabbanan, then it's a lot easier. Then you say Mar Migdash Midarais is only a Migdash proper, Machdash Shechina. And now we have an extension of the Midrabbanan patterned after that, and that's where the Chum can decide what's us or what's not us.
Why would we include those things?
So you want to say maybe it only mentions things that are specifically people who can or can't come. That's what you mean. Like the Lashon is, Har HaBayis talks about what Yerushalayim is Kaddish, they can only eat Kachim Kalim Yerushalayim. There are halachas in it. Har HaBayis, Lashon HaMishnah, Har HaBayis Mekudesh Mimenu, this is more than Yerushalayim. She'en Zavim, the Zavos, Nidos, the Yodos, Nichnasim L'sham. That's Har HaBayis. Hachil Mekudesh Mimenu, She'en Avdi Kelchavim, Utamim Meis, Nichnasim L'sham. As it's not Mikudesh as Mimenu. Now the emphasis is there are things that could be, there's a big shy that is a whole Indian by itself. You can into Sefer Mitzvahs, you can get into this if you want, Ari. The Hoshayla ben Ulam Mizbeach, the level or Puri Rosh, the Hamachol Gizram and the Ramban, by certainly Surim, whether the Raisa Drabbanan and one, it's probably Medai from the Mishnah. If the Mishnah mentions it, does that mean it's a Doraisa or the Mishnah even mentions things that Drabbanan? So it's not partial, but we're assuming that if it's Rabban, it doesn't get mentioned. It could be that the Rabbans are mentioned, depending on how you learn one of those Isurim. But anyway, this is what the Mishnah Chuan says. He says, Ein Zom, Bezavos, Nidus, Vyodos, can't go to Har HaBayis. Also, Balkari says, can't go to Machne Leviyah, like was so clear. And then he says, V'had Delo Tani Nami, She'en Echnasim Har HaBayis, V'min Al Open Das. So that's his kash. That it should mention this Isser that you can't go to Har HaBayis in this way. Kedisa sov misach de brachas. Shlomar de hasam ena el medrabanan. Idumar quotes one of the psukim he quoted Gabi now is shana alecha. That's machta bialma. That you serve going on Har HaBayis with shoes. Again, not so much negel mais unless you hold. Today we have, a lot of discussion about this question. If you go on areas of Har HaBayis and you're careful to avoid other areas and you go with certain preparations and mikvah, so there are some poskim that would perhaps be matir, and of course only under clear conditions, which includes these types of inyanim, of course, that we're discussing. So in that regard, it could be potentially in a gelam ma'aser, of course. in terms of going without shoes and so on, and this issue also. But that's a little bit on this inyan. Again, Amikdash Etirao, Parshas Truma coming up, so just a little bit of a background. Let's go in back to our inyan and the next Tosfos, okay? So we have the next Tosfos is on the statement of Abshmaya. Any other questions before we go on? Anything to clarify? It's good? Okay. What does Abshmaya Bar Zera say? My taima, ho v'shukir shalayim asuyim v'skabi b'choyam. So what's he explaining? The pshat that Rashi offers in the Gemara is explaining why it is that in Yerushalayim, b'shas haregel, we say that the money is viewed as meiser, l'olam meiser. And b'shas haregel meiser. B'shayim osashan achulin. And the question is that most of the year, the money that's found is ma'os chulin. So why do we say b'shasa regel that it's meiser? This money could have been there from before the regel, in which case it's chulin money. Why do I suddenly assume now because it's regel now that the money is meiser? And that's what he explains because of the yisod of Aslina Basabasra. The way he expresses it over here is that shuka Yerushalayim are swept regularly. And therefore, because they're swept regularly, the coins, any money that would have been dropped, would have been swept away. And therefore, the only thing to look at right now is the here and now, and the money, therefore, would be viewed as meiser money. Right? And Rashi explains, Har Bais doesn't have that quality because Har Bais didn't sweep regularly, and therefore, it's always chulin, and even b'shas haregel, because the money would be more likely from the rest of the year. This is Rashi's approach. Tosfos gets into the following question. We're saying a seamless kabed. Now, really, there are two things to consider. When we first read the Gemara, we noticed this. When it comes to Mashal, to the Gemara's application to the issue of this Pasha Ibsha. So there's Kibud, and there's also Bedika. We talked about the Kibud that you use the old before the new. So therefore, the old is no longer part of our Cheshbon right now. But we explained it. It's out of the picture. And also the fact that there's Bedika. So whatever was before, or it would have been used up because it would have been swept away, it would have been used, it would have been checked and searched for. Now, the lesson here is that the Shukri Shalim are miskabe b'chol. That means that what they did was they swept. And they swept the money, the whatever money was there from before the regel would have been found in the sweep. Tosfos brings a Gemara Nida. That from that Gemara you see that it's not just about sweeping, it's about checking as well. Kibud plus bedika. The kashaleri, the maskina and the perigdamanida, the Gemara is a shayla about this, but the maskana is, gabi sheretz, shenimtza b'mavoi. So you have a sheretz that's found in an alleyway, and the question is as follows. In other words, so you have to know if you have tyrus there, things that are kalim and foods or whatever, they could have become tamei from the sheretz. So if you go back in time to a point that you would have done kibud / bedika, and then you didn't find the sheretz, so anything that was present in the mavoi from before that point, right, in other words, would be okay. And from that point on, that's when the sheretz, right, you haven't checked since then, so then it could be a problem. The question is, what is it that you have to do at that point that would allow you to justify considering anything that was there prior to that as tohor because you did that, you did the kibud. Does the kibud mean kibud sufficiently sufficient for kibud or bedika as well? That's the shal in the Gemara. So the Gemara's maskana is, gabi sheretz nimtza b'mavo in cheskasa miskabed ela aidei bedika. The chazaka, people were a little bit thrown off by this. The chazaka means the chazaka of tahara. In other words, what the kibud, or perhaps bedika with kibud, did was it created a cheskas tahara in the mavu. And after that, the cheskas tahara no longer is here because now you have a sheretz now. For all you know, the sheretz was there from the second after the last check. Similar type of inyanim with nida, with dayashaita, with mishnah nida. In other words, what you know from before the check is okay. But from after that, you have no way to know. You've lost your chazaka because now you see there is a reis. So the reis that you have now, you have to be mafzik as far back as the last bedika. That's the first mishnah nida, those who remember. So That's what the Gemara discusses there, whether kibud is enough to say that the sheretz did not exist at that point, and therefore only after the kibud, or no, kibud is not enough. You need bedika as well. That's the sugya. Let's just read a little bit in the Gemara. But Tosfos use the lashon cheskaso miskabed ela oide bedika. That's because of the lashon of Gemara. The Mishnah says a sheretz dimtza b'mavoi mitamil mafreya ad sheyomer badati es mavoi hazeh b'hoi b'sheretz. So it's mitamil mafreya to the point in back to the day or to the hour that you said badakti v'loi b'sheretz. Oh, ad shas kibud. Where it says ad shas kibud cheskaso baduk or cheskaso miskabed. Is the kibud meaning because baduk or is it miskabed? My nafkemina. The Omar Kabid Vilobadik. I didn't check. I just slept. Sleeping is enough, or you need checking as well. So Yamit Cheskaso Baduk Halobadak. You have to have the presumption has to be a Bedika. Yamit Cheskaso Miskabed, so that's good enough. Because Chazaka is already established through the Kibbut. Another Nafkamina, interesting. This is going to be relevant a little bit for our Gemara, the next part. Dishtakach Beguma. Let's say it's found in a pocket. So what do you say? So Badika would check that too. Mand badak the guma nami badik. Iam cheskas miskabed guma lo miskabed lo miskabed. So then that could have been missed. The pashtus that's our gemara too. The gemara says later on in one of the ukimtis, the case of the box that was found in a guma. That means because the keyboard wasn't. That's a pshat. That's keyboard. The kibud wasn't done in the guma. That's what I see in the Tosfos of Ben Peretz in our Gemara, just Daf Agav on the issue of guma. So he asks from our Gemara. Pirish v'loshach b'kibud. The guma kibud l'mahani b'midi. Strange Tosfos. Some learned Shana Gemara differently. This is just Daf Agav. I'm telling you on the next piece of Gemara with the box. Tosu says, it says that with a guma in the nevdekes. Tosu says that was even a guma that was deeper than an ordinary guma. Tosu must have assumed that the case of the box was actually bedika, not just kibud. Stam derech agav. Okay. Either way, that's the shot of the Gemara. It's cheskaso badok, cheskaso miskabe. The Gemara's maskana is as Tosu's quotes here. The Gemara quotes a braisa, mitnei ma omru sheretz mit shinta b'mavoy nimtamil mafeya shem bedakti. Because when they sweep, they check. So apparently, what do you see? That what has to be to create the cheskas tara that you can say from that point prior, there's no problem of tumma because there was a check, because there was a bedika as well as a kibud. So when it comes to sheretz, we see that it's not enough to have kibud. And it comes to what we have in our sugya, the lashon is shugir shalayim awat. What? Evachoyom? Miskabdim b'choyom. That's the kash. Everyone hear the kash? Let's see what Tosfos gives. A few answers to this kash. Tosfos Baya says, this is the Riz kash of the Tirates. The Sheretz, who v'kadasha? What's the shiur that Sheretz is mitame, right? We have different abos hatuma, different shiurim. The Veilos mitame with the Kazayis. A Sheretz is unique. The Tumas Sheretz, Shmona Sheretzim in the Torah, mitame as an avatuma. The shear is kadash, which is very small. It's a bean, a lentil. So therefore, since it's so small and it can cause tumma even at the smallest size of an adasha, therefore, in cheskaso kokach miskabed kmo b'mos. In other words, what's larger, a sheretz kadasha or coins? Obviously, a coin. A coin is bigger than an adasha. So therefore, kibud would discover coins and clean away any coins that had fallen, any money. Therefore, as soon as kabbachol yom, and therefore you can say that the money that you have b'shas regel is from the regel, not from the chul, not chulin or before the regel. But that halacha to create the presumption of tahara that there's no sheretz, you wouldn't catch the sheretz with the kibud. You need to have more than that. You have to have bedika. So that's why the gemara says here that you need bedika as well as kibud. That's Tosfos teretz for yes. That's one teretz. What other two roots do we have to this kasha? Tosfos and Bav Metzia have a different text. Again, Vim Tomar lo ein miskabdos el b'shvil shvatzim. ובנידן מוכח דמבוי אין לחזקס בדוקה משוואצים אפי שכדוהו. Tosus is assuming, it's interesting, why did they do the sweeping of the streets in Yerushalayim? How did we learn in Rashi in our Gemara? What? Dirt, dirt. Yeah. Apparently Tosus went different. Tosus, even in the Kasha, is acknowledging that the purpose of the sweeping was because we didn't want to have tumma around. So what do we want to avoid having? Shratzim. And we find like that. We find in the Gemara, Sachemahi, that they didn't want to have certain things that attracted Shvatsim because you're marbet tumah, but Kama maybe, that attract tumah in Yerushalayim. So you wanted to have a limit to the possibilities. If people become tummy, they go to Beis HaMikdash, they have all kinds of problems. So Tosfos apparently understood Sunlis Kabed is from Shvatsim. But meanwhile, the Kasha is, the Lashon is a Sunlis Kabed. See, so it's mamasha, head-on kasha. Here you see that the kibud is enough to catch the shvatzim. And here it says that the kibud is not enough to establish a tahara from sheretz. There it's muchach enida, the mavoy in cheskas beduka mishvatzim, abishe kibdu enamo kim shilbatku mishvatzim b'shas kibud. The yeshulomar, you have to have a bedika. Yeshulomar says Tosis as follows in Agamar. Kevin Shabotkin Mishwatsin. Shilo ye hey, a few etzim kadasha, ef shilo yim tsamo somehow yisham. You know what he's saying? They checked for Shwatsin. And they checked for Shwatsin, obviously finding the money. So the keyboard came with a bedika. And it was because of the bedika that also they find the money. Another test. What else did I give you? I gave you the Tosfos in Nida. What does Tosfos say in Nida? So what is he saying? It's not automatic. In other words, they do kibud, and then they do, you could say, a bedika, the ma'ayin. Inami, this is already the teretz I just read from Bamitzia. Inami, kishabokin ashvakim, shalayisham etzim kisora, o kadashim nasheretz, mahayisham maus, hayim mitzel. So the second teretz in Tosfos Nida is what we saw in Bamitzia in Tosfos. First teretz says that it's not just miskabdim, they check for the money. They don't just clean. They just clean the streets. What a question before? Yaakov and Elio, yeah. Tosfos in Bamitzia is saying that when you're sweeping, you're also checking. You're going to find when you're checking for shvatzim, you're going to find money as well. To the contrary, if you're looking for shvatzim, you're for sure going to find the money. That's not what he means. Tosu says lashon is kim shabot. No, you check for shvatzim. Shvatzim is not enough kibud. The shvatzim you have to do bedika. So the point is, you do your bedika of shvatzim, and you're going to have in the middle of finding money as well. Kibud would not be enough to find shvatzim. And to stop Mistama, that means it wouldn't be enough to find money. But if you're checking ready for Shvatsim, then you find the money. That's Tosfos and Nida. And again, what's our tariffs, our Tosfos answering? There's a big difference. In other words, kibud alone would take care of the money. Money is bigger. So kibud is sufficing for money, but not for Shvatsim. Shvatsim needs Bedika. Tosfos in the Mitzvah is saying this, they're doing Bedika for Shvatsim, they'll find the money. Tosfos and Nida had the first tariffs in Nida was what? What did we just say? The first teretz in Tosfos in Nida? What? They dig it for the money too. Yeah. There's a very interesting ritual. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
One, according to the Tosfos, who cares if they were buying gold? I thought the reason why it was significant with the sweeping is because they were sweeping aside. But if they're looking for trust and the guy finds a coin, why is that even
big? They're not going to leave it there. What would they do? If it's mistama, there's no simen, so then it could be whoever finds it can keep it. But it's not going to stem. That won't keep it there. Leave it there. They'll it'll be, it'll go to whoever was zochin it in a hefker, maybe in a years. I guess so.
I don't know if you're maybe not allowed to ask that question on my stuff.
How do they check the
bugs every single day? Like, how did that work?
The question.
Can you find
the
like, ants? Like,
you
were looking for ants?
I mean, no. First of all, it's not stem bugs. I'm talking about the Torah has in Parsha Shemini, the Eilat, you know, the Shmona Shvatzim, Sav, Halta, the whole list of whatever you have to know exactly what each one is. These are the Shmona Shvatzim that are called Avat, the Oren Avat Tuma, that are the okay, so I guess you have a tefiya sign and what those shvatzim are, but you have even a dash of that is mitame. You're right, it's taka very painstaking, but either way, it's not just an ant. It's a small amount of a, yeah, how you do it. It's taka very, it's a kasha. It is a kasha. I don't have to say it's a kasha for mice, it's a kasha on Shuki Yerushalayim. Yeah. Now, let's just speak out. This bit for Lechera. I'm mentioning it for the following reason, because seemingly this Ritva is not, it's different than the Pshat that we suggested in the Sugya. We struggle at the beginning of the Sugya to understand what is this Yisod, and it's always good to find a Marmakam, a Rishon that at least says something about it. This idea is Lina Basa Basa, like what exactly does it mean? We know what Rov is, we know what Chazaka is. Here we have this new idea, Zlina Basa Basra, and it means that even if the Rov is the opposite, the Gemara's whole point was, even if there's Rov Shimush of Chametz, but if we have the Basa Basra, then we know that this is going to be Matzah because of that. So the Ritva has an interesting suggestion in this context of discussing this issue where the Tosis asks. He tells you the answer, which will meanwhile give us a pshat, at least how he understood the yisod of Ismin Basabas, it's incredible board. Okay, so let's see. Do you guys have the Ritva? I think, are you made copies? People have the Ritva in Bar Metzia. So the context in Bar Metzia, how does it come up in Bar Metzia? The Gemara, the Mishnah talks about the money that's found in some house that's rented. So we say, so the whole shaila is, where's the Baal HaBayis living? That's a question. Where's the Baal HaBayis living? But the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, "Mani maskil la'achirin," then even if it's found betoch HaBayis, "Harei Eilu Shelo." So the Gemara asks the Kasha, why "Harei Eilu Shelo?" Presumably means the Baal HaBayis. He gets to keep it. It's his. There are numerous renters in this house. So we should say that it's the last person, because everyone else cleared away their belongings. And that's Megamar quotes the whole Mishnah Shkolin. So again, this is the other Gemara about Basa Basra. Monkeys are terrorists. Asal Pundik Ashkoshi Yisrael. Bevas achas, Rashi says. Okay, so that's a teretz. But meanwhile, that's the Gemara's question. And meanwhile, the Gemara quoted this Mishnah in Shkolim, Shuki Yerushalayim is kavdim b'chol yom. So the Ritva begins, he quotes Rashi, Pshat in the Gemara, Alma b'davar asu is kabed, we say kamay azli, and we have here is new. Hachinami, stam socher bayis, an ordinary socher. When he leaves, he checks every corner. You leave your hotel room, leave your whatever, you leave, you check every corner, you take your belongings, and you leave. So we should say the last guy forgot. But the other guy is Kamayazu. So he says, I don't understand Pshat. I don't understand. You have a keyboard. Maybe the other guy, the last guy also did a keyboard. So why should you assume he forgot everyone else did a good cleaning and he didn't? What did Mar say? Therefore, the Acharon should be the one should be Zolcha. Like, the same way the first two guys cleaned out. So the third guy, like, what's the Pshat? If you say that the third guy didn't clean well enough, so then the early people also could have not cleaned so well. So just as well be from the people before. So what is the Pshat in the Gemara? How do you explain the Gemara's application of Basa Basra in terms of the context of the saying that it must be the last renter that this money or this whatever belonging, this chayfetz belongs to? Because the other people did a kibud. If the other ones did a kibud, this guy did a kibud also. So if it's about an umdina, just per se, what does it mean? So why is it the last guy? See, everyone, he didn't do a good kibud, the last guy, then the other ones didn't do it. What could the Gemara say? So that's the Ritva, a window into the pshat of what it means as Lina Basabas. Yeshluch, it says, Hakibud Moel, Lasos, Masha Lefana of Mi'uta. Okinosa de Roshkicha. Bahava de Basre Ruba. Kibud accomplishes that whatever is before the kibud is considered a mute, and it's sort of less, it's less shchiach, and therefore the rove is what's afterwards. That's Shuk Yerushalayim that are swept every day. So therefore we say that the likelihood is now more in favor of what's later. It's a different way to understand the whole idea of Zilim Basabas. And therefore, Hachinami Koa Sokram Harishonim Mizbatlim Koechad Bishal Habacharav Kimir Barov. Once you establish that he did a check, so now the row becomes the people afterwards. There's no one after the last guy. So therefore, you can't make him a miut for someone else to be a row because there's no one afterwards. So it's like a process. It's like it creates. It's a little bit like we said, but not exactly. It's reconfiguring how we look at the situation. But we said a different, but we said that we don't consider what was before, and therefore the suffix is only defined by what we have here. It was saying in a different way, but it's also reconfiguring of sorts. He says, what it reconfigures is it makes what's before into a miut, and therefore the other one becomes male of the rov. Then he uses this in terms of the next kasha, the kasha of Tosus. Yeah, with Tosus ikshu hechaminu tamchina al kibud haminu perkam anida asheret shenim so big mavoi it's chaskaso not miskabed chaskaso baduk. That means the lo samchina na kibud below bedika, the kasha that we've been dealing with. And he brings the tirtzim him tirtzu and the shukir shulaim al miskabed uhibadik v'chol yom neatuma. He doesn't like Tosus Pshat, he has kashas on it. And then he goes and it tells what Tosus would answer. We won't go into all the details. Oh, Masha P. Rashnu, but with what I said, I can answer this kasha in a fresh way, a new way. Second. Again, so now the kasha again of Tosus. That how can we see neither? We see that you need kibud plus bedika, and he's so good we're doing kibud alone. Says the Ritva, with my mahalach, it's miyushav. Why? The la'olam in kanel kibud levado. We don't have to say that the kibud also had a bedika, and then you have to plug it into bamitzi as well, which doesn't fit so well. That's the sugya there. No. Kibud is kibud. Kibud doesn't require something more. But what's the vart? What does the kibud accomplish? The kibud accomplishes also mashal fun of miut mashal achar of rov l'mitri bay. It allows us to hang our hat on what's later. The kibud makes what's prior to the kibud less likely, and mela the statistics now go, or at least the principle of rov goes and applies itself to what's afterwards. The haina he the per damanida. They came in the Huchsika Tumag and Mavuzer. Now, what do you have over there? The Ena Kibud Moel is Sal Chashash Melfan of Gamri. Remember, what did the Kibud do? It didn't totally create a new Chazak of Tahara. All the Kibud does is it makes into a Miut. Okay, but there still could be Tumah. So therefore, in order to totally create all clear, no Shratz and no Tumah, what do you need? What do you need? Kibud plus what? No, plus Vedika. It's beautiful. That's the sugi. That's the sugi. No steam whatsoever. In our kibud mo, the sakh shashmo, fun with Gambia, feel mil daamba. In one who koach, with a kibud alone, in one who koach, with salik tumma, mina mavoi, shokhsik about tumma, ad the ego, kibud a Vedika, shemesal, good gamik, shashmo, kumasa, fun of Kenny Raleigh. I told this over to Ra'ah, and he was masking. Okay. So the Ritva's new approach, and again, what he gains is, first of all, he has a smoother shot in the sugya b'metzia. That's the sugya there, and mainly he's also using the miyashav tosis kasha. So a new panim chadashos to the whole kasha, but meanwhile a window for us into how to understand amar makom and rishon. What exactly is basabasra? We tried to understand it. We suggested something. It's not totally, dissimilar from the Ritva, but the Ritva puts it in his terms that it makes what was before the kibbutz into a miut, and therefore it's afterwards becomes the robe, and that's what we follow. And again, that would be the answer to the kasha in terms of why Sheretz needs Badika as well, because otherwise you still have the chshash as a miut chshash, but in terms of what we have over here, it allows us to now paskin as the robe. What we were saying is more different, but it doesn't go enter into the suffix, and therefore we only go with what we have right now. Ritva is saying his own vort. But again, this is a very interesting Ritva for this Indian as well. Yes.
I really fully thought what the Ritva means when the
in other words, since there was a kibbutz without bedika, but once you have a kibbutz, so now we look at the possibility, we configure ourselves, we look at the possibility of pre-kibbutz as a miut in terms of what we would imagine is really the where the truth lies here and what really happened. So because of the kibbutz, well, before the kibbutz, to say it was pre-kibbutz would be viewed as miut, and to say it's post-kibbutz is more likely, is considered like the rule. Again, what we were saying was we don't take the pre-kibbutz into the mix, and the suffix is only defined by what we have in front of us. But Vaz using different terminology, that the kibbutz helps to view what was before as a meet. Therefore, even though from the perspective of statistics, the third socher could have been just as careful to check everywhere as previous ones. And if he wasn't so careful, then they could have also been less careful. And from that perspective, you could say they could have also forgotten it. But the answer is that the third socher has no one after him. So it's a concept that's used relative to something else. Let me define it. It's a concept used relative to something else. When you have a keyboard, then it says that the weight of where to look is going to be after the kibbutz, not before. Not that entirely there's no chash whatsoever before. That's why Sheretz needs Badika too, because otherwise there's still chash tum of Sheretz. But if you have to understand where do I look more, where do I tribute more in terms of the principle? So the answer is, if there was kibbutz, so then I look more post-kibbutz, not before. Now, statistically, is this really true? You to imagine, let's say the three people rented in a house or even over here, do you think in statistics it should be that way? Or does the Ritva mean just from the principle, from the lundis of what I say? This is considered a miut, this is considered a rov. I don't know if it would really mean probability-wise, the etzem. Hard to imagine. Does it really mean, I don't know, is that how you took it? Or does the Ritva mean conceptually? What do you think, Ellie? So therefore, but meanwhile it's left here. I mean, since it was another keyboard. Oh, I see. I see. Same tak in the case of the renters, it is more likely that it's from him, because otherwise he would have found what they left. No, he doesn't say that either. He doesn't say that either. Ezra.
I was just thinking about the question that we brought up on Sunday about is Sasra Basra a solving a suffix, or is it against rule? But right. If we're understanding it like this, then Sasra Basra is really like a leg of rule, because that creates rule. If we're saying it that before the keyboard is here, even after is rule, then really Sasra Basra is part of rule.
It reconfigures the way we look at the suffix. You know, what you're saying is the suffix. It's not its own hachra in the suffix. In that way, it's similar to what we presented in our approach of basra basra.
Right.
It's not hachra. We said it's not hachra in the suffix. It's just a way of defining what is part of the suffix, what's not part of the suffix. The Ritva is a variation of that. The Ritva is saying, again, in a similar way, it's not a hachra in the suffix. But what the Ritva puts it is that what it does is it reconfigures it that we now have a rove in what's later. Again, I don't know if it's a rove the etzem, or it's a statistic, it's a lambda sharov, I don't know, but that's the way that, right, that's what, I want to segue now into that Ran, which is also interesting how it's going to come up. The Ran has an interesting kashya and teretz on the next part of the Gemara that we read yesterday. What the Gemara brings in on the question of Azim Basabas, but the Gemara brings another brisa that seems to indicate that we don't have Basabas. The Gemara gives three tirutz, right? In fact, the Gemara, when we have seen about the Basra, you see over here a case of a container that was used for most chulin and most meiser. So you don't know now that this money, but as the Basra says, it depends. If it's used more for chulin, then the money is considered chulin. If it's used more for meiser, we consider it meiser. In fact, the Gemara, what happened to Basabas? The last use. So we should assume it was that. It was from the last use. Because what you did before, you cleaned out. Tosis and Nida was mashma, you actually did a bedika. We would have said Tosis Beno Peretz is mashma, you did a kibud. Okay. Amaisa, that's the kasha. So you did a cleanup of what was before. So obviously you know what's from the last use. Why would you think it's from before that use? Three tirus. Answer number one, this is what the Ran is going to focus on. Nachmitzu says, the answer is, that you used it for chulin and ma'aser, you don't know which was last. We don't know which was last. Okay, this is the answer number one. Then Gemara gives two other tirutzim, two piles at the same time, or it was found beguma. But meanwhile, the first teretz, you don't know which was basra, and therefore, what is the solution? How do you? What do? You go after whichever was used more. You follow it. That's what says the Gemara. Fed the Ran an interesting kash. Hidishi Haran on this Gemara. Let's take a look. If you have it with you, you can look together. I'm assuming everyone saw it in Seder, right? Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully, okay. So tomorrow what I want to do is I'll just do the Rambam's the Tzlach with the Rambam, come back to the Rabbi Hananel. We'll talk about the Rambam's by Maaseh Sheni. There's a few difficult Rambams on this. And there's also a tzlach, an interesting tzlach, which brings up a whole other inyan, which Tosfos Ben Peretz is related to. But this is in terms of the Gemara itself. Says the Ran, Tmiyoli. Forget, what's the teretz from Nachum by Yitzchak? You use most machon and most ma'isa, and there is in the hand itself. Tmiyoli. Afilu achi, amaya zgin basaruba. How can you use rov to solve our suffix? After all, the kevin da zlina basar basra, havi zeh safik shakol, b'mu'at b'meruva. Since there is a principle of zlina basar basra, right? So now this suffix has equal weight on the side of the rove and the mute. The e basra mu'at minayoninu. In other words, were it to be that the money was basra, does it matter if it was rov shimush or not? We know that that if it's basa basra, even if it's the miyut shimush, but that's the one, right? So really, basa basra is really very much, we don't know basa basra, but basa basra is very much relevant here, even though we don't know what it is. Now, what is the kasha there? Let's go carefully. So what does he need to ask? Let's see again. How can we use rov when I don't know which is bas? That's the Ran's problem. After all, kibud hazina basar basra, habi suffix zeh suffix shakul, b'mu'at b'meruba. The suffix is now has equally balanced on the side of the miut and the side of the rov. Why? The e basra mu'at minayunin. If the basra would be miut, it would still be it. It's from that money, even if it was the mirror. The kosher suffix shakul was in basaruba. It quotes what he says in Rav Metzia. We have to know what that is. But meanwhile, kosher suffix shakul, we don't follow basaruba. So what does the Ran mean? The Ran seems to be asking that the fact that basar basra would be a counterweight to rov, meaning to say that if it's from the miut, but what is the answer? What do we assume? The rov or the bas? We have the robe that's not bas, then we have the bas that's a mute. What do we follow? What do we follow? Bas. So therefore, the man is wondering, how can I follow Rav Shimush if I don't know if it's basra? Because whatever was basra, whatever was asked, would be the solution, would be the right money, even if it was miut. So what? So what's the problem exactly? Let's go slow. Let's read the two tirutzim of the Ran, and we'll come back and understand what the kasha was. Okay, but there's something that's bothering the Ran, namely that since Basa Basra would be a counterweight to Rov, therefore he can't understand how you can follow Rov when I don't know which is Basra, because if the mute was Basra, then that would triumph. And therefore, how can I put all my bets on Rov if Basra would beat Rov, and I just don't know which is Basra? This is what's bothering the Ran. Again, the words have to look at more carefully, but that's the gist of the Ran's question. Both answers are going to try to show that no, but the Rov is going to also ultimately be on the same side as Basra too, because since I don't know which is Basra, so now I'm going to end up being able to assume when I go Basra Rov that's also Basra. That's the gist of the text, again, without getting the fine print. V'nichali, the hacha in a shakl. What do you mean in a shakl? Before he was saying that the tzad of miut is shakl at the rov, because it might be the basra. She says, in a shakl. And I see these words are very keen in terms of what his kasha was. The shakl, in a shakl. The came of the rov chulin, since it was most chulin, so most of the time used it for chulin. Therefore, also shimash acharon. So, what was the basra? What was the last use? Yes, so, but also shashimush merubin. So, we should assume that the last use was the use which was consistent with. If you knew that the last shimash was the miut, okay. So then, basra triumphs over rov. But if I don't know which is Basra, then when I have Rov, I also have Basra on the same side. Because I could say that Mestama, the Basra, was the Rov. One point. Second point. But oh, the Figu lo nishtamish ba el shnei pa'anim. Afilu hachi hochin acha Rov. What does he mean here? He means if you had to say this Rov money, let's see. Now, even the shimush was two times, but it's more matsui to find money in the box from min hamerubin. What does he mean, min hamerubin? What does he mean here? What does he mean? Hishtamshu shnei pa'amin. What does he mean? What's min hamerubin? What is the pshat? This pashit. What does he mean here? Maybe he means that generally that's how more money he has, more money of chulin, right? Not use, but yeah, rov can mean different things. Rov can mean rov shimush. Rov can mean more coins. Could be that's what it means. So misamba. That would also be the bas, basically. It came in from the Rom Shinishtakhu Sham. And we know Min Ha'achron Nishtakhu. Basa Basra is certainly the whole sacred, Min Ha'achron. The time one does hear Basa Basra. So that's certainly, we don't want that to budge. Yes, Lano Rom Hashem Meruba Ha'achron. Meruba means move in terms of how much money you have. You know, you have more Ma'os Chulin, then it's going to be Chulin, and Mistama the Basra was Chulin. So he's talking about Rov Shimosh or Rov coins. And he says, Lumaista, because of this kasha, maybe I give a different tariff, because he holds like my kasha. But Lumaista, what is the Ran's kasha and what are his two terusim? what the Ran is gaining in the Teretz is that the Rov is not against the Basa Basa. The Rov will ultimately line up on the same side as Basa Basa. Yesh lanu lomar that the Rov Shimush money was also Basa. Yesh lanu lomar that the Rov Maos that you had is Basa, is Basa, was used Basa. So I ask you now, in analyzing the Ran's Teretz, two versions of two different ways why he says that the Rov will also line up with Basa Basra. What is Machriya? Here's the key to understand what the Kasha was. What is Machriya the Safik? Rov or Basra? Okay, you say Rov. Anyone else? So I think you're right, but I'll tell you why you're right. Yeah. You could have thought, well, so what does it mean? That really, Basa Basra is the crowd that we're really running with. We just don't know how to get there because we don't know if it's Basra. The answer is, I know how to get there. I know how to figure out which is Basra. I use the Rov, and whatever is the Rov, that was probably the Basra. So the real Hachra would be the Basra Basra. If that would be the Ran's Teretz, then what would be the Ran's Kasha? Ran's Kasha is, how can you paskin Basra Rov? The real suffix is which is Basra, not which is, so therefore that has to be the issue. The answer is, I figured out which is Basra. But what is the question? What did you just ask? But is that really a question? What's the suffix is what was Basra? Or the suffix is what money that you found? What is that money? Is that money chun? Is that money mais? The suffix is, what is the money? What is the status of the money? So when, what is the Ran's Kasha? The Ran's Kasha, and the words already give it away. He says, we only follow Rov when the Miut is not Shakel Kerov. But if the Miut has the same weight as Rov, and it might, because if the Miut is in fact the last use, then the Miut has the same Koach as Rov. And since that's unknown, so how can you machriya the Rov if the miyut is shakel kerov? That's the kasha of the Ran. What the Ran ultimately is answering in both the Tirutzim is that no, the miyut is not shakel kerov. Because since if you go with the Rov, then you assume that that was Basa Basra. Then it comes out that the other side, the miyut, is on the wrong side of the question of Basa Basra. Basa Basra, if I knew it's Basa Basra, that's one thing. But if I don't know, then I can use the Rov to know. And therefore, not that the Rav of the Halacha is with Basa Basra. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that this other side, the miyut, is not Shakel Kimo HaRov. That's what the words seem to indicate, both in the question and in the answer. He asks, am I saying Basa Basra? Can we say Basa Basra? Have you suffix that suffix shakel? Because if the Basra was a miyut, minei havi, so the shakel kerov, how can I pass my grove if it's not, if the miyut is shakel kerov? The Ran is answering, no, because there's a svara to say that whatever is the rove is probably what you have here as well, and therefore it is Basa Basra. And therefore the Basra is shakel, is in fact not shakel kerov, because it's, the other, it's Sat HaMir thing, it's not Shakel Kerov, because the Rov is the Bas. Meanwhile, the Ran is also that Derech Agav Mashma, that Rov is a Svara. As he's saying that it's this, the Rov is going to tell you, Mistavra, that what you have came from the Rov. That's interesting. Is that really so? Is the Rov considered a Svara? The Ran sounds like the Rov gives you a Svara as well. Well, it's a difficult Ran, but Lachar, that's the basic. I don't know if you can bring a right from the Ran about how he understands Basa Basra, this I'm not sure. But the Ran had this whole back and forth. In other words, you have to reckon with Basa Basra, and how do you just pass with Rov? The answer is because it ends up lining up together. Questions? Are we already before? Okay, so what we have left, Mithrashim, for tomorrow, a few things, okay? First, there is the Rambam, a couple of Rambams, right? There's the Rambam on why he leaves out the whole din of Basa Basra over here in this whole din of Pascha Ipsha. So we had already a suggestion of the Ben Chananel, based on Ben Chananel. The Tzlach has a whole interesting possibility, but that gets into another question, Davashish Matir, and a whole Cheshbon, so we'll speak that out. and what some of the assumptions of the Tzrach are challenged by Rabbeinu Peretz. As I gave a bit of Peretz to look at. And then you have those other Rambams with the Nosi Kelim and those Rambams, the Negea, the cases in Shtolim. I'll just mention, Stam Derech Agav, we talk about Kibbutz and Bedika. It comes up as the Mordechai here. I know I didn't give it to you in my Mekomos, but I just speak it out outside. It's also, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch. This is Negea Bedika Schamis. To what extent could Kibbutz be enough? Or you do Kibbutz, then you do Bedika, right? So there's a Mordechai in here. It's Taf Kuf Lamed Vav. That's the oath of the Mordechai. He says, he's talking about Bedikas Chametz. He said, Tzarech Chabed Es Habayis Kodem Bedika. You know, if you're doing Bedikas Chametz, you should clean the house before Bedika. Why? Because we quote the Gemara Nidach over there that we saw, and the name of Amr Sheretz to be Mavim Betamim Lafeya, the Gemara says, Neshimos Yisrael Botos B'Shas Kibbudeyim, that the norm is to do Bidika when you do Kibbud. Alma Hachi Orcha Denosa, Dilo Mivdek Shafi below Kibbud. So you can't just do Bidika on a messy house. And that's what we all do in some ways. We basically do our Kibbud, do a certain level of Kibbud, but you have to do Kibbud, and then you do Bidika. Ube Kibbud Echud Lo Sagi. But kibbutz not alone is also no good. The dilma mishtakach beguma, the isahasam mishtakach beguma. So just have kibbutz, you could be missing chametz and aguma. So therefore, you have to do bedika as well. That's the lashon of the Mordechai Tavkuf Lamed Vav. Okay.